This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right. Here's a quiz. More than 12,000 locations, more than $7 billion in market capitalization. What company am I talking about? Okay, fine. It's a little bit vague, so I will give it to you. Dunkin', it of coffee and donuts, is in the news, said to be in talks to be bought by Inspire Brands, which has Arby's and Jimmy John's in its portfolio, and in the process would be taken private again. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains and takes a look at that strategy.
A company starting out private, then going public, that's kind of the end of the story, right? Actually, no, says Carnegie Mellon finance professor Deeksha Gupta.
Going private could be beneficial for a company trying to reposition itself or to make substantial changes to its business model.
Dunkin' had a rough go of it at the start of the pandemic. Then sales picked up, but still aren't what they used to be. So an acquisition now might make sense to shield the company from shareholder scrutiny because big changes take years. It's a strategy Dunkin's tried before, back in 2005. Then it went public again in 2011. It could work for Dunkin' because the brand is powerful, says Spencer Ross, a marketing professor at UMass Lowell, and the company's invested in its apps and contactless payments.
A company like Inspire Brands would want to be able to kind of absorb it up, and rather than having to duplicate those types of efforts in their other brands in their portfolio, they can actually leverage what what they're buying.
Remember that old Dunkin' ad campaign?
Time to make the donuts.
Well, it's been years since Dunkin' actually made donuts on site. The food is made at central points and then distributed through complex logistics networks. And that's attractive to a buyer, says restaurant industry consultant Christopher Muller.
Logistics is a very, very powerful profit enhancer, cost reducer for any customer-facing business.
And as the pandemic keeps the pressure on businesses, he says these sorts of public going private deals are something we may see more of. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.